It's 84 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A second person on death row is suing the state of Tennessee for potentially infringing on his religious rights. John Michael Bain, who has been sentenced to death, and his priest are suing after the state denied Bain the ability to make a confidential confession. People on death row are only able to speak with clergy on recorded lines. The state keeps the recordings, and law enforcement could potentially release them if requested. The lawsuit alleges that this policy violates Bain's freedom of speech and equal protection. Bain, whose execution date is not yet set, is the second person on death row this year to sue the state over religious rights. In January, Krista Pike sued, and by challenging the state's current execution protocols, she's been offered a choice of an alternative method of execution. Pike argues that violates her Buddhist faith by making her participate in her own death. Pike also takes issue with being denied access to her Buddhist advisor during the last 12 hours of her life. She is scheduled to be executed in September. A pair of Nashville's civic leaders say this is becoming more of a city, but less of a community where residents look out for each other. Businessman Michael Burcham launched healthcare companies as well as the Nashville Entrepreneur Center.
You know, growth has been kind to some of us and hard on some of us in this city. And I think what makes this city special and great is not just because it's booming, it's because there's still people here that take care of the people the boom leaves behind.
Burcham says some newcomers, quote, haven't quite caught on that being a good citizen is also about taking care of others. He was interviewed for an episode of This Is Nashville with his partner, Hal Cato, who founded several nonprofits and now leads the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. You can watch the full episode on WPLN's YouTube page or listen wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.